Tears leaked out of the crinkled corners of Hagrid's beetle-black eyes. He grabbed both Harry and Ron and pulled them into a bone-breaking hug.
"I think you've had enough to drink, Hagrid," said Hermione firmly. She took the tankard from the table and went outside to empty it.
"Ah, maybe she's right,"
said Hagrid, letting go of Harry and Ron, who both staggered away, rubbing their ribs. Hagrid heaved himself out of his chair and followed Hermione unsteadily outside. They heard a loud splash.
"What's he done?"
said Harry nervously as Hermione came back in with the empty tankard.
"Suck his head in the water barrel,"
said Hermione, putting the tankard away. Hagrid came back, his long hair and beard sopping wet, wiping the water out of his eyes.
"That's better," he said, shaking his head like a dog and drenching them all. "Listen, it was good of you to come and see me. I really..."
Hagrid stopped dead, staring at Harry as though he'd only just realized he was there.
"What do you think you're doing, eh?"
he roared, so suddenly that they jumped a foot in the air.
"You're not to go wandering around after dark, Harry, and you too, letting him."
Hagrid strode over to Harry, grabbed his arm and pulled him to the door.
"Come on," Hagrid said angrily. "I'm taking you all back up to school, and don't let me catch you walking down to see me after dark again. I'm not worth that."